Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Life in the Spirit. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 7, verse 5. Romans chapter 7, verse 5 reads, "For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death." I have just read from the King James Version. The law operates within the domain of the mind and is ruled by the knowledge of good and evil. In the old creation, a man under the law of God is far better than a man ruled by his flesh and native impulses or any other human code. However, when the new creation came, it became an aberration for people to still cling to a life ruled by the law when they can live lives ruled by the spirit of life. Because we are still in a body of flesh, an understanding of the law can guide us in knowing what the Spirit would never lead us to do. But our lives and hope of salvation should never be based on our ability to keep certain rules and regulations. They should be based on our relationship with the Spirit of the living God. The guarantee of our salvation is the Holy Spirit, not the law. See Ephesians 1:14. Those who subscribe to the law only found their minds trained to be more sophisticated and refined in their approach to sin. Because of the flesh, the law did not have the power to kill sin in our hearts. It only helped to institutionalize it. As a result, even though we are sinners, we might feel self-righteous because we have convinced ourselves that we have not broken all of God's laws. Go into today remembering that the biggest hindrance to a life of grace is dependence on our ability to keep God's laws as the basis of our justification. Prayer. Lord, help me to live in the Spirit and bring forth fruits unto God. Romans 7:4. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 75 to 77. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 75 to 77.
Psalm 75, for the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song.
We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant, I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak with outstretched neck. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up.
Psalm 76, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song.
God is renowned in Judah. In Israel, his name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are resplendent with light, more majestic than mountains rich with game. The valiant lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. It is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven, You pronounced judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land, surely your wrath against human beings brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God, and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth.
Psalm 77 for the director of music, for Jeduthun of Asaph, a psalm.
I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. The Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord, yes. I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. Very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea. Your way through the mighty waters. Though your footprints were not seen, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.